Welcome inside OTAs, your look from therams.com at exactly what's been going on in each of the 10 OTA sessions here at Cal Lutheran. Day one was today, and the Rams got off to a very good start, particularly on offense. I'll tell you, the offense really did look sharp today. Quarterback Jared Goff dropping back, making a number of strong, accurate throws, particularly to Brandon Cooks. There was one throw he made in 7-on-7 drills. Cooks went down the left side of the field. Goff delivered a very accurate deep ball in the rhythm and timing of the play. Would have went for a touchdown. Of course, that is just 7-on-7 drills. But Jared Goff did say today that he is just feeling more and more comfortable in the offense. That has a lot to do with this being the second year of the offense under head coach Sean McVay. But you can just tell that Jared Goff is also taking more of a leadership role. He also said he's taking more of an ownership over that offense. And if this thing looks as sharp as it does right now, that bodes well for the Rams down the road. Another thing that happened today was that Aqib Talib and Marcus Peters both called this offense that the Rams are running a little bit crazy. Talib said that it has a lot to do with all the movement that happens, and Marcus Peters cited how well the offense goes up tempo. And so that in turn is going to make this defense a little bit better, maybe a lot better, once the season starts in September. Now, one more thing that was a little bit of unfortunate injury news that McVay said today. Outside linebacker Obo Okoronkwo suffered a foot injury. It did require surgery. That surgery went well. He's not going to be able to participate in any more of the offseason program, but he is expected back for training camp. So that'll do it for us here today inside OTAs. I'm Miles Simmons. Thanks for watching. And for more on the Rams OTAs, be sure to check out therams.com.